Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today...
I'm Tracy Carroll, and I'm the Poppy Lady.
And you are from the American Legion Post number 122, Burnsville, which actually serves Mitchell and Yancey County and all around the area. So, a lot has been going on. We've made it through Christmas, and it's the new year is upon us. What's been going on with the American Legion Post locally?
Well, I wanted to give you an update on the poppy distribution that we had. And as usual, the weather was absolutely horrible.
Naturally. I mean, that's just normal anymore.
It was Veterans Day weekend, and I know I sat out and it never got above freezing. But because of the kindness of so many people in Mitchell and Yancey County, and because of other folks, we were able to get Christmas gifts for over 50 veterans.
Really? 50?
And these veterans are either in nursing home, assisted living, or under hospice care. And unfortunately, I wasn't privileged enough to be able to deliver them, but the folks who did say that the veterans were so appreciative.
I'll bet so.
They really were.
Well, that's neat to know, and that's from you guys' effort raising money from poppies and other things that you did.
Well, I want to thank some people, too.
Sure, please do.
Because there were these wonderful merchants who let us camp outside on their sidewalk, and they were really nice. And with Mitchell County, that was Walmart and DT's Blue Ridge Java. Mm-hmm. And in Yancey County, it was Pig and Grits and the Garden Deli. And these folks were so nice. I know I was had a chair, and I was just dressed up. You know that little boy from A Christmas Story where he was so dressed up that he couldn't put his arms down?
Right, he couldn't move, yep.
Well, that was me. And I was in front of DT's, and they kept on coming out and said, "Wouldn't you like to come in? Can we bring you something warm to drink?" And I said... Under my muffler, I said, I'm fine. But some people from Yancey County had more sense than that.
Uh-huh.
And they were asked to come in, and they actually did go in, and I'm proud of them. I'm just a fool, I guess.
You stayed at your post.
Yes, I did.
Well, it's wonderful to know.
And I'd also like to thank Buck Stove, because they had gift bags for the veterans.
Yes, we have.
So they were really great.
So those 50 veterans, were they in Mitchell and Yancey County?
Mitchell and Yancey County,
wow.
Uh-huh.
That's just wonderful. 50 plus. It's more than
right, 50
a couple.
Plus, yeah.
Well, that is great. So that's going on, and you do the poppy thing, I guess, basically probably all year round, but at least once a year you really focus
usually
on it.
Usually twice a year.
Twice a year.
Uh-huh.
Veterans Day and Memorial Day, I bet.
Right.
Okay. So now, there are plenty of other things that the American Legion does and does very well in addition to baseball, and we're not going to talk baseball today.
No.
It's the wrong time of the year, but won't be long. There are a lot of things you guys do that involve our local students and our country.
Right.
So what's coming up next?
Well, we are having the Constitutional Speech Contest, and it's for high school students. And they can... come year after year, although as long as they're in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be this Saturday, January the 4th at 9:30 a.m. And I was told, and you better not be late, because at 9:30 they lock the doors.
Right.
You can't get in.
And the reason for that is it would be unfair if people, you know, once the speeches begin, you don't want to disrupt folks while these young folks are trying to talk.
Right.
No distractions.
Right.
And that's only fair to them, and they deserve, if they're going to do this work, they deserve that respect.
Right. And it's going to be at West Burnsville Baptist Church. We're lucky we have 5 contestants from local high schools. This year we have 3 young men and 2 young ladies, so that's really great. We're pleased about that.
Do they get to pick what they speak on, or do you guys have topics that they research and then speak on?
Okay, both.
Okay, so tell us about it.
They can. It's all on the Constitution,
mm-hmm.
And they can pick out whatever subject really speaks to them. And they have to do a speech that is from 8 to 10 minutes long.
Okay.
And then after all they've all spoken, then it gets exciting, because there were four areas of the Constitution that they're let know about ahead of time. And those are put on pieces of paper, and they're dropped in a hat, and somebody pulls it out, and that's the one they have to speak on. Everybody has to speak on the same one. And the contestants are told 5 minutes before they have to speak on that subject what the subject is.
Oh, wow. So there's four subjects that it could be. They have no idea which one it is. Now, everybody speaks on the same one. It's not
right.
That everybody's drawing one out. And you guys just draw and look at them and say, in 5 minutes, you're going to talk about whatever.
Yes, yes. And they all have to speak on that same subject. So the contestants are kept separated.
Right.
Because it would be unfair to give one only 5 minutes and the other one 15 or 20.
Well, that is really fascinating.
And this speech, they only have to speak on the subject for from 3 to 5 minutes. These students are doing all this for college scholarship.
That was my next question. Once you get to the end of it, what does it entail?
Well, we're a little post. So if you come in first place, you get $400. If you come in second place, you get $200, and third place, you get $100. Now, these are for college scholarships, and they are sent directly to the institution you pick, and they are for any college or university in the United States. But from the post, you go to the district, and then the state, and then the national, and the national winners get $20,000. $17,000 and $15,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not bad. So it is a competition of sorts from the local level, and it does go all the way through to the national level.
But the students benefit, so even if they don't win at the local level, at the post level, because it gives them the opportunity, of course, to learn more about our country and the Constitution and to have the experience of stress and speaking in front of others, so it really is something.
Again, the American Legion High School Oratorial Scholarship Program will be this Saturday at the West Burnsville Baptist Church. American Legion Post 122 is the sponsor. Please be there before 9:30 because they seriously are not going to let anyone in after the event begins. But it's a wonderful opportunity to support some fine young folks in our area, so we hope you'll consider doing that. This is part one of a two-part community close-up. Tracy Carroll from the American Legion Post 122 will return tomorrow. We're going to talk a little bit about some constitutional stuff, so I hope you will be sure to tune in for that. Again, thank you to Tracy Carroll of American Legion Post 122 for visiting with us today and tomorrow, and thank you for listening to today's community close-up.